This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 464 for Thursday, July 4th. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ICE Futures canola market was down on Thursday amidst weaker comparable oils and lighter trading. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were down. Crude oil was slightly higher to go with fewer United States stockpiles and the severity of Hurricane Beryl. Chicago soy oil was not traded as U.S. markets were closed due to Independence Day. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract was down $2.80 per ton at $649.90. Trade estimates for Friday's weekly export reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture were 500,000 to 900,000 tons of old crop corn and as much as 400,000 tons of new crop during the weekend of June 27th. ANAC reported Brazilian corn exports in July at 3.4 million tons, up 1 million from June, but 2.5 million less than 1 year ago. Cargoes from the Black Sea and Danube ports in Ukraine were up 68% from January to June compared to the same period in 2023. On Wednesday, the September corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel from Tuesday at $4.06. The trade is anticipating 200,000 to 600,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans sold for export, as well as between 50,000 and 150,000 tons of new crop. Also, 100,000 to 500,000 tons of old crop soy meal exports, as well as up to 350,000 tons of new crop were estimated by the trade. Old crop soy oil exports were pegged as between 5,000 tons of net sales reductions to 15,000 tons of sales, while new crop would be up to 10,000 tons. 1.01 million tons of U.S. soy meal were shipped in May, down 20% from last month and 6.5% from 1 year ago. Soy oil exports rose to their highest level in 22 months at 42,500 tons. ANAC reported Brazilian soybean exports in July at 9.5 million tons, down 4.4 million from June, but up 900,000 from 1 year ago. On Wednesday, the August soy oil contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.58. New crop U.S. wheat export sales last week were expected to be between 350,000 to 700,000 tons. S&P Global is projecting the U.S. winter wheat crop to have an average yield of 52 bushels per acre for production at 1.342 billion bushels. Sovacon raised its Russian wheat production estimate by 3.4 million tons at 84.1 million due to high initial yields, down from last year and the five-year average. Russian wheat exports for June were also estimated at 3.5 million to 4 million tons, up from last year and the five-year average. On Wednesday, the September Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.74. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.23. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, July 4th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.